Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for Happy Hour with Dr. T. We get together two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday, talk about amazing books, overcoming stories, and we discuss a verse from the Word of God, and we pray together. Tuesday night is my guest night when I invite special guests to join us to discuss their books and their research and what they're doing and to share their wisdom with us. And then on Thursday nights, we generally have, we're doing this every other month now, an in-depth discussion about various different books and ways to read things. I'm going to be doing a Happy Hour with Dr. T on Thursday night. And so it'll be kind of like back when we began doing Happy Hour with Dr. T and June of 2020, where we just got together and had a chat. And I hope that you will enjoy this. So tonight we're going to use the book of Psalms, we're going to use Psalms 86 and various lessons of, we're going to learn from that. I'm going to read to you Psalm 86, verse 7, and then verse 12 and 13. I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me. You will teach me your ways, Yahweh, and I will live by your truth. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name. I will praise you with all of my heart, Lord my God, and I will honor your name forever. You know, Psalms 86 is really a beautiful psalm. It's not very long. I encourage you to pull out your Bibles and to read the entire thing. David was crying out to God for courage at a time when his enemies were about to kill him. After he made his petitions after he made them known to God, he then praised and worshiped the Lord for his power, trustworthiness, and goodness. And I think that that's really important that we think about that. In times of stress, and we are heading into some really bumpy times right now, in terms of world economics, in terms of the messenger RNA bird flu vaccine that has just been approved for EUA experimental use. They're laying the groundwork to do this again. They're actually also calling for people who refuse to take the vaccine I shouldn't be calling it a vaccine. I should be calling it a genetic modification tool, that they're actually even calling for people to be arrested and charged with a felony and hauled off to camp somewhere. That's thank you to Peter Hotez, who's going around on his speaking tour, and he's got Bill Gates that are supporting him. So we're heading for some really, really turbulent times where I think Psalm 86 is a good place to get grounded. It's a really beautiful psalm. It's crying out to God for courage at a time when all of his enemies are trying to kill him. And we've talked about this a lot on This Week with Dr. T and all of the different podcasts that we've done, including all the podcasts that we did during the COVID era, that they're trying to kill us in one way or another. They really do believe that humanity needs to go away. We need to be replaced with robots. We need to have a transhumanism agenda. And that anything to destroy God's creation, the evil ones are doing their very best to destroy us and to eliminate us because they know their time is up and their time is coming. But the way that Psalm 86 is laid out, it's laid out as a petition where God, please to listen to me, please hear me. And I don't know about you, but there are plenty of times that I've cried out to God. And I know so many places in the Word, it says, cry out to God and he will hear you. He will answer you. Well, sometimes when you cry out to God, you don't get an immediate answer. You get crickets. You don't get anything back. And after a while, you kind of wonder if God really hears you. You have to rest in the assurance that he does, that his timing is not our timing. And we're used to texting somebody and getting a response back, or calling somebody and get a response back, or sending an email and getting a response back. God doesn't work that way. He's playing 10-dimensional chess, not only with our problems and our worries and the things that we're doing, but in conjunction with all of the different, you know, billions of people on the planet that are crying out to him at the same time. He has the master plan, and his timing is not our timing, and his ways are not our ways. And we often cry out to God in desperation. I know in the last 4 months, it's been really a difficult, challenging time for me. In fact, I would say this last year has probably been one of the most challenging years of my entire life. And then the last month, I've cried more tears out to the Lord than I have in a long, long time, and probably since Kevin died, which was almost 11 years ago now. I've cried out and said, Lord, where are you? I mean, what is happening that things are not moving forward in a way that I thought that you wanted them to move forward, because I thought that I was doing what you wanted me to do. And yet I'm sitting on the bench. And so that's why I've kind of written a short book. It'll be coming out in the fall sometime, called Me and My Brain. It was about the stroke that I had and lessons from the bench. And one of the lessons from the bench is to learn to be still and know. Learn to be still and call, continue to pray to God. Send him his petitions and know he's not your ATM machine. He doesn't just respond back as quickly as you would get from a text message or a phone call or an email. It's learning to trust and have faith that God is going to answer you in the way that he sees fit. And it's another one of the lessons I've learned is that even though the outcome may not be what I've asked for or what I hope for, or what I plan for, the outcome is going to be in the best interest of what God has in mind for me, not only now, but in the future. I read a lot of Zoom, a lot of Telegram pages that talk about the financial stress that's coming, the meltdown that's happened in Japan. That's going to be a they're the what the third or fourth largest economy in the world, and they are melting down on almost a weekly basis. I follow Ed Dowd's Telegram page and several others, and it's not looking good. So I encourage all of you to be prepared. Have some cash on hand, have some food, water on hand, invest in some gold and silver, have some of that on hand. You know, I've always been of the mind of plan for the worst and hope for the best. So plan for worst case scenario and hope that God will hold you tenderly in his hands and will it will be in the best case for what is intended for you and your family. So back to Psalm 86. That's why it's so beautiful. God, David is crying out in his fear and he's wanting courage and telling God they're trying to kill me, which is what the powers that be are trying to do to all of us right now. He made his petitions known to God, and then he said he praised him and he worshiped him and he thanked him for his power and his trustworthiness and his goodness. And that's what we are to do too. Cry out to God. Tell him the truth. Tell him how much you hurt and you're angry. And sometimes you're just mad at him. It's like, I need an answer, Lord. Crickets. Okay, Lord, I get it. I will just sit here and be quiet and praise you for being the Almighty God. Praise you for holding me in your hand. Praise you for having the situation under control. Praise you for even if I die, I know that at the end, that's probably a good thing because I will spend the rest of eternity with you. We all have stress in our lives. And back in the day, you know, just a year ago, I can't believe it's been a year already, but back in a year ago, when I was still seeing patients in my office, more than 50% of patients that would come in to see me in those days in the clinic listed anxiety and/or insomnia as their chief complaint. Because they worried, worried, worried. And if I could have done it, I would have tossed out all the medical stuff, not thought about a pill or a supplement or a vitamin or a technique or anything like that. That would, and I would have tossed all the medical stuff out the window and simply prayed with those folks. Prayed that they would lay all their worries at the feet of the Lord. Pray that they would keep their eyes fixed on him and not on the problem. Pray the Beatitudes with them to say the from the book of Mark or from the, I'm sorry, from the book of Matthew. Read the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, blessed are those that trust in the Lord. Do you not know that the lilies who toil and neither spin in all of their glory are greater than what Solomon was in all of his glory? And yet Solomon's glory was temporal. It was physical. It passed away not very long after he died. And the lilies are still blooming thousands of years later. Aren't they more beautiful? Don't we know that by worry and that worry doesn't add a minute to our life. And that even before we were born, the Lord had known how many days we were going to be alive on this earth. So live each day to its fullest. And the Lord promised he would never abandon us in time of stress. And I can attest from personal experience that sometimes when you even feel that you've been abandoned, you haven't, which leads me back to that poem about the footsteps on the sand where the woman had a dream and she looked back and she said, "You know, Lord, I thought you would always be with me. Why are there times in my life where there was only one set of footprints?" And he smiled and whispered, "It's because, my child, that's when I was carrying you." So at times, if you feel like you've been abandoned and God is just not around you and the Holy Spirit doesn't answer your questions and God is some mean God like the Old Testament that is willing to crush all of his people just because they disobeyed, the God of love loves you and loves me. And I have to remind myself of that because there have been many times, particularly in the last 4 months, that it's been really, really difficult and really stressful. So go back and read Psalm 86. Listen to the wonderful conversations that I've had and we've had on Happy Hour with Dr. T. If you're a premium podcast member, go into your account and listen to those podcasts. You know, they're all of these podcasts are available for free up on CloudHub and Telegram and X and all the different places that we live broadcast on Rumble. They're available for free for about 24 to 48 hours, and then they're put into the premium podcast area for our podcast members, and they are behind a paywall, which I unbelievably thank every single one of you who continue to support us and what we do. We try to make as much available for free as we possibly can, but there at some point, this is my livelihood now. I'm not seeing patients. I'm really not traveling as speaking as much. So my livelihood really comes from doing podcasts and writing books and writing Substacks. And so your support is continuing to help me bring as much things as possible to you for free. And your financial support is what helps me continue to have my life and to be able to do what I can for you and for humanity. So go back, and if you're already a podcast member, thank you so much. Go back into your podcast and re-listen to some of the wonderful discussions that we've had with wonderful pastors and authors and Christian business people for inspiration. If you could do one of those a day or one of those a week on top of the new ones that we do, it will bless your life. So I'm encouraging you to pray the Psalm of 80, pray Psalm 86 over your life, over your family's life, and listen to what the Lord has to say. So as we close out here today, let's say this prayer together. I'm going to pray Psalm 86 for you, with you. Today's prayer is, "Dear Lord," David says it best in his Psalm 86 to you. "Listen, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Protect my life, for I am faithful. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts you. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant's life, because I turn to you, Lord, for you are kind and ready to forgive, rich in faithful love for all who call on you. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea for mercy. Lord, there's no one like you, and there are no works like yours. All the nations you have made will at some day bow down to you, God, and will honor your name, for you are a great God and perform wonders. You alone are God. Dear Heavenly Father, teach me your ways, that I will live by your truth. Give me an undivided mind to worship and honor your name. I will praise you with all of my heart, Lord, and I will honor your name forever. We pray that our hearts can forgive those who have harmed us, whether they harmed us mentally, physically, or emotionally. We pray for your protection while we're in this country, God. We pray for the preservation of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, that there may be enough of your soldiers, enough of the remnant out there that believes in the foundational documents of this country that you put in to the minds and hearts of our founders, that they may stand fast and hold us together. We pray for the health of Donald Trump. We pray for that he recovers from his injury. We pray, Lord, that our election may be honest and fair. And we pray for the future of the next 4 years of this country, God, because it is the pivotal point. We know historically that most nations begin to crumble and fall apart after about 200 years. And the United States of America is at that point. And we pray, Lord, that for your remnant, for the sake of those who believe in you, follow you, trust you, pray to you, that like when Lot and Abraham were trying to save Sodom and Gomorrah, they said, if there are only 10 righteous, will you save us? And you said, yes. Well, there are many righteous here, Lord. Give us the courage to stand up and be bold and be filled with your honor, integrity, and your heart for doing right, good, and just things. We thank you for your love. We beseech your will for our lives. We ask that these things are something that happen in that thy will be done, these things or something better. And we ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So I hope that this will bless your life and be a part of your study for this week. Pull out, you know, one of the things I've started doing every day is I read two psalms every day. I read an even number and an odd number. And I started this several months ago. And I'm making my way. There's 150 or 151 psalms in the book of Psalms. And so every day I commit to reading two psalms, like 86 and 87, 88 and 89. You know, I do it like that every day. I also learned this from my really good friend, Brad Cummings, who wrote the foreword on my book, you know, Walking with God, who's one of my dearest and best friends in the whole world. He said that he's in his 50s, and he said probably for the last 30 years, he's read a chapter from the book of Proverbs every single day, every day. On if it's the 13th of the month, he reads Proverbs 13. If it's the 20th of the month, he reads Proverbs 20. And he asks the Lord, before when he starts that, to have something jump out that will be of value for him to that way day. And if he misses a day, he knows he'll catch it next month. And so the two Psalms a day and one Proverbs a day, plus I'm also studying the Gospels. It's a very important time to get into the Word and really understand what God's trying to tell us. We're headed into some really rocky times, and nothing could be more important to your life than to be anchored in God's Word, God's will for your life, and to be patient when you feel like you've been abandoned. I mean, sometimes God just doesn't answer us in His timeline. So with that, I want to thank everybody who joined me here for Happy Hour with Dr. T tonight. I hope this was a blessing to your life. I close all my podcasts out with Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. And for that, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I look forward to seeing you again. I'll be doing Thursday night Happy Hour with Dr. T the whole rest of this month. And mark your calendars for next month, because in September, we're going to be doing a series with a professor of history on the Book of Enoch. So get prepared for that. That's something that's going to be coming up. Until then, we'll see you next week, same place, same time, and all the podcasts that we do all week. Thank you again for your blessings in our life. Take care and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny Podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.